You're listening to Apricity by Millie Wilcox. Episode 6, The Bottom of the Kitchen Sink. Around noon, Stephanie's phone buzzed with a new text message. This time, Chris had texted her first.
Mind if I come over early? I have the pump for your dishwasher.
She wondered if he had planned to install it or just deliver it. She decided she could YouTube it to try and figure it out if she needed to. Sure, how much do I owe you for it? She texted back. He replied,
Don't worry about it. I need the service. If you pay me, it doesn't count.
Chris came over a little before 1 o'clock. He was wearing a t-shirt and carpenter jeans instead of his usual button-down and slacks. He had a Mara on his hip and a toolbox in his other hand. It was a sight for sore eyes, for sure. Stephanie was embarrassed about how dirty her kitchen floor was now that Chris was sitting on it to fix the dishwasher. Matthew and Caleb were enthralled with watching Chris work. Amara hung on Chris, so Stephanie picked her up and put her in the high chair. She made sure to buckle her. She gave her some kitchen utensils and some Cheerios and showed her how to smash and scoop the cereal. Stephanie tried to look busy while she made sure the boys stayed out of Chris's way. She bustled around the kitchen, wiping down the counters and putting things away. She glanced down at Chris as he worked. She did not mean to check him out, and then she yelled at herself in her head for it. Finally, she just sat down at the table with her phone and scrolled through her homework. She turned on Chris's lecture from the night before and changed the speed to 1.5.
Oh no,
Chris exclaimed.
I hate listening to myself talk. I'm such a nerd.
True, Stephanie agreed. Then she felt bad and quickly added, A cute nerd. Did she just call him cute? Stephanie blushed, but Chris just smiled to himself as he worked on the dishwasher. Matthew climbed up in Stephanie's lap to watch with her. He pointed at the phone. Who's that? Stephanie asked.
Dad,
he said. Chris glanced over and met Stephanie's eyes. No, baby, that's not Dad. That's Chris, she corrected.
Dad,
Matthew insisted. Stephanie turned off the lecture. Chris gave her a worried look. She put Matthew down and got up and walked out of the room. She walked down the hall so she was out of sight, leaned her head against the wall and took several slow breaths. After composing herself, she walked back in the kitchen just in time to hear Chris cuss. Matthew immediately copycatted him.
No, don't say that,
Chris quickly reproached. Stephanie forced herself not to laugh. Then she walked around the counter where Chris could see her. Don't say that word, baby, she said to Matthew. It's a bad word. She glared at Chris. Chris looked at her mortified.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry,
he stammered.
I did not mean to say that. I only ever swear when I'm fixing things.
Uh-huh, Stephanie said, sounding bugged.
I swear,
Chris rebutted. Yes, you do, Stephanie agreed. Chris looked embarrassed.
Achoo,
Matthew said. He had his tiny hand up to his mouth to catch his sneeze.
Did he just fake sneeze?
Chris asked. Yeah, he mimics everything he hears, Stephanie said, emphasizing the last part.
That's adorable.
Stephanie stared Chris down, so he corrected himself.
I mean, the fake sneeze, not the swearing. I'm really sorry about that.
Matthew swore again.
No, don't say that,
Chris said quickly. You're fired, Stephanie said.
Really? So you just want me to leave it like this then? Okay.
He started getting up. No, you can finish the job, Stephanie said desperately. Then she added, please and thank you. Chris sat back down and finished installing the pump. He did not swear again. When he was done, he turned on the dishwasher. It no longer made a whining noise. Yay! Stephanie said, clapping. She was like a kid on Christmas.
Oh, I pulled this out of it.
He handed Stephanie a small, slimy Lego piece. Thanks, she said sarcastically. She threw it in the garbage and washed her hands. Chris washed his hands and said,
I better go change and pick up Caden. I'll see you later.
He went to pick up Amara from the high chair. The entire high chair lifted off the floor. Amara cried. Oh, she's buckled in, Stephanie said quickly.
Oops.
Chris blushed. He unbuckled her and brushed the crumbs off of her. He tucked her onto his hip and walked out into the living room. As Chris passed the family picture on the wall, he stopped and looked at it. Stephanie came and stood beside him. You look nothing like Jason, Stephanie commented quietly. Jason had reddish-brown hair and freckles. He was clean-shaven and bigger than Chris. It made Stephanie ache to look at Jason's picture. She accidentally let out a pained sigh as she looked away. Chris glanced at Stephanie.
I'm sorry,
he said. You're sorry you don't look like Jason? Stephanie teased.
You know that's not what I meant,
he answered softly. By the time Chris returned, it was nearly 3 o'clock and Stephanie's kids were already home from school. Stephanie felt bad that fixing the dishwasher probably ended up making him late, but he didn't say anything about it. He just handed Amara over and said,
thanks for watching them.
Then he left. It was another crazy and loud afternoon. Caden and Emery got into an argument about Pokemon. He must be getting comfortable, Stephanie thought. Even though things were as crazy as ever, Stephanie still felt renewed. For the first time in a long time, she felt useful and happy. Even though it added to the chaos, she liked watching Chris's kids. Somehow it made things better. Having a working dishwasher sure helped make things better, too. Thursday was an early day for Chris, but he was a bit later than he had been on Tuesday. This time, he finally walked in without knocking. Everyone was gathered in the living room for scriptures and prayer. Stephanie was teaching from the church app. Their lessons usually lasted a whopping 3 minutes. They were loud and chaotic, and today was no exception. Chris walked over to where Caden was sitting. He scooped him up and sat in Caden's spot, holding him on his lap. Matthew must have been feeling jealous because he climbed up and shoved Caden over so he could have a spot on Chris's lap as well. Amara didn't mind. She snuggled into Stephanie's lap, looking sleepy. Everyone was quiet for a moment, looking at Chris.
Hey,
he said to the mass of kids. 8 pairs of little eyes watched him.
That's a lot of kids,
Chris remarked.
What a dork,
Levi said. Stephanie glared at Levi. Suddenly, the kids all started back into the talking, humming, and fighting that had been going on before. Stephanie continued the lesson. She had to raise her voice to be heard. She asked Trey to read a verse from the scriptures. When Trey was done, Chris piped in.
One thing to keep in mind here.
The kids went quiet for a moment and looked at Chris in surprise.
Is that Jeremiah was one of few prophets that was told when he was first called by God that his mission was to fail.
The kids blinked at him. He continued.
And even though he knew that everything he did would be for nothing, he knew he needed to be faithful anyway.
As Chris talked, Stephanie got a burning feeling in her chest. It was a good feeling, but it was so strong that she nearly choked. She knew what the feeling was. It was the spirit telling her something. She swallowed the lump in her throat and pushed the thought out of her head. When Chris finished, the kids were all quiet for a moment as they stared at him in surprise. Then Stephanie said, I thought for a moment you were going to say the velocity of Jeremiah divided by... The kids all burst out laughing and Chris said,
Well, if Jeremiah was traveling at... But that's not important. The important thing is Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Chris quipped. Everybody stared at him like he was crazy.
It's a song. You know what? Never mind. The important thing was that Jeremiah followed God.
Stephanie smiled at him. He looked down at Amara in Stephanie's lap. She had fallen asleep. Stephanie carefully laid her on the couch, and then the rest of them all knelt down on the floor for prayer. For a split second, Stephanie forgot it was her job to ask someone to pray. When Jason was around, it was his responsibility as the patriarch of the family to call on someone. For some reason, her brain had told her that Chris was going to ask someone. When she noticed everyone waiting, she snapped out of it and called on Charlotte to say the prayer. After prayer, Stephanie said, Okay, brush teeth! She clapped her hands twice, and like magic, the kids all jumped up and ran down the hall. Whether they were actually going to brush their teeth was undetermined. Come here, Stephanie said to Chris. I want to show you something. She led Chris into the kitchen. See? She put her hands up to show off the kitchen sink. Chris looked confused. It's the bottom of the kitchen sink! It's a miracle! Do you have any idea how long it's been since I've seen the bottom of that sink? Okay, that's gross. Don't think about that too much.
Good job.
No, that's not the point. It was your doing. If it were not for you, it could not have happened.
You're welcome.
Chris sort of grimaced. Why do you always look like you're being tortured? Stephanie asked.
I do not always look like I'm being tortured.
Yes, you do.
I guess I just have RBF.
Chris said shortly as he turned and walked out of the kitchen.
Time to go,
he said to Caden.
Dad, I didn't get my song yet.
Caden whined.
What song?
He asked. He's talking about his bedtime song, Stephanie said. I always sing each of the kids their own song for bedtime.
It's fine, Caden. I can sing you a song when we get home,
Chris said. The look on Caden's face made Chris and Stephanie both laugh.
Don't look so disgusted. I'm not that bad of a singer,
Chris said. It won't take very long. I can sing his song first, Stephanie suggested.
Yay!
Caden said, and then he ran into the boys' room. Stephanie followed, but as she passed the bathroom, she noticed that most of the kids were still congregating in there. There was a significant puddle of water on the floor. Emery and Levi were filling their mouths with water and then spitting it at each other. Caleb got caught in the crossfire and was crying.
This didn't do anything. It wasn't my fault. It was Levi's idea.
I gotta get a water, Mama.
Matthew was trying to fill his mouth with water, too, and the front of his pajamas was soaked. What's going on? Stephanie growled. Who has brushed their teeth? She said harshly.
Me.
Caleb raised his hand and wiped his wet forehead with his sleeve. If Chris weren't there, Stephanie would have been yelling at this point. She grabbed the hand towel from the hook and roughly wiped Caleb's face. Then she threw it angrily on the floor. She spoke to Levi through clenched teeth in a low voice, very slowly and deliberately, so he could not possibly miss anything. I have had it with you. You brush your teeth right now and then go to your bed. He stuck his tongue out at her, so she grabbed his cheeks hard with her hand. Just then, Chris was walking down the hall and could see into the bathroom. Levi pulled out of Stephanie's grasp and ran out of the room. Emery, brush your teeth, Stephanie said shortly. Then she scooped up Matthew under her arm and left the bathroom.
It wasn't my fault.
Emery started bawling. As Stephanie passed Chris, who was still standing awkwardly in the hallway, she muttered, That kid is driving me absolutely crazy. She walked into the bedroom and roughly pulled Matthew's wet shirt off of him. Then she put him to bed without a shirt. She was aware that Caleb was the only one who had brushed his teeth, but didn't have the energy to care. She glanced over at Levi. He was laying on the bottom bunk with Caden, who had climbed into the covers with him. The sight softened her anger. Levi pouted at her. Stephanie rubbed her eyes, and in her head she saw the big red imaginary stamp that said FAIL stamp across her forehead. Chris stood in the doorway watching the scene. Stephanie took a breath, and then she said kindly, Caden, what song do you want?
The Jesus one,
he said contently. She was glad he didn't seem fazed by her getting mad. Stephanie was aware that Chris was watching her very intently as she started singing the song. Tell me the stories of Jesus, I love to hear. Things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Stephanie's eyes met Chris, and the look on his face made her forget the next part of the song. Chris started singing.
Tales of the sea.
They sang the next part together.
Stories of Jesus, tell them to me.
It made Stephanie's heart ache and burn when Chris sang with her.
Come on, Caden. It's time to go.
You have a nice singing voice, Stephanie said. Chris mimicked Caden's look of disgust, and Stephanie laughed.